are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
In the upper 20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a stray snow flurry, colder with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef Exelon.
Bloom Daddy.
Welcome back to the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Otis and Sam filling in for the big guy. He's checking out some college baseball down in the Cincinnati area today. Yesterday, Dave had the opportunity to interview Jimmy Failla, and Jimmy is host of Fox Across America. You can listen to that on Fox News Radio's affiliate network and via the Fox News app, and that's weekdays, noon to 3. And here's the interview with Jimmy Failla.
Jimmy Failla, who was a New York City cab driver turned professional stand-up comic. He appears on Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and the host of Fox Across America. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Well, thanks for being on the show. So this third vaccine, is this a game changer? Are all these Democratic governors going to quit shutting down their economies and get kids back to school?
No. So here's the deal. Medically, it is a game changer, yes. Politically, it is a game changer. No, they don't want to reopen because if they do, they can't keep passing legislation. Like, the whole point of this dopey bill right now, which is $1.9 trillion, as you know, less than 9% of it goes towards public health, is it's a Trojan horse for a lot of Democratic policies that would never get through on their own. Dopey things like the $15 an hour minimum wage. You know, Pelosi wants a tunnel outside her district. They're talking about building a bridge in upstate New York, which I do not advise because the way they're running this state, most people are just going to jump off the bridge. it ain't good. It's not good, Bloom Daddy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, though, Jimmy. When Biden became president, I thought COVID would disappear immediately. I mean, immediately, because we know that a lot of these governors and a lot of these politicians used it as a tool against then-President Trump. So I thought once Biden got in there, it would all be good. But that's not been the case in some states.
Well, you want to know what happened? This was the downfall of that whole theory, because I was with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to cover with Trump off the stage. So it didn't go away. They went after all of the useful idiots that they were propping up during the election. You know, a good example of that would be, you know, a guy like our Governor Andrew Cuomo, who we knew was doing a terrible job last spring. It was something we were upfront about when, you know, he'd ordered on March 25th to send infected coronavirus patients into nursing homes. What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
But we knew that was a thing then. But the media was propping him up and giving him Emmys because they were building him up as a means of tearing Trump down. Why can't you be like Cuomo? Oh, why can't you be like Andy? Meanwhile, back to Rand, Andy wrote a self-congratulatory book in the middle of a pandemic. Like, for all of the football fans in the audience, this is the equivalent of dumping the Gatorade on yourself at half of a game you're not winning.
Right.
It's halftime. You're down 28. Hey, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go dump some Gatorade. It's idiotic, but that's who's running the Democratic Party. So what happened is, yeah, COVID is here, and Democratic ineptitude is here with it. And I think if you're, you know, a conservative, you should be inspired by the fact that these people had no plan for governance. So as bad as it's going to be for 2 years, we're getting the keys back to everything because nobody's signing up for this.
Talking to host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla, right now, which is live weekdays 12 to 3, Fox News Radio's affiliate network, and via the Fox News app. Jimmy, what about schools? And this is something that has irritated the hell out of me from day one. Every expert, every scientist you always hear, listen to the science, has said for months, and I mean months, kids need to be back in school. Schools are not super spreaders. Kids are not super spreaders. Let's get it going. And in some states and some districts, that has happened to the credit of those schools and teachers and parents. But in a lot of states and in a lot of districts, it has not happened. Is this simply the teachers' union flexing their muscles in some of these locations and Democrats in charge not wanting them to put them in their place?
Yes. I mean, that's the short answer. When they said follow the science, they left off an ellipses, like a dot, dot, dot. They meant to write follow the science, teachers' money, you know, because it's a political donation.
Right.
And it's bad, man. Like, I'm not supposed to be teaching a kid anything. As you said, I grew up driving a taxi in New York City. If the future of America is entrusted to me, we have failed as a country. And I want you to know this. This is a true story. Last spring, this is when I knew the jig was up. Like, I had written an op-ed about this for Fox over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, an impassioned plea. Because my son had asked me, and I mean this, he wanted to know what date we celebrate Cinco de Mayo on.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was like, all right, the date is May 5th. That's what it means. I am not going to make it as a Spanish teacher. And I, you know, we've got to reopen the school. So that's been my push, like, since last spring.
Right.
And this is the one thing I wanted to say to you. This is what they're so disingenuous about, man, is like, you know, everybody is going to have to absorb some degree of risk if we want to reopen. That's just the gig. That doesn't mean we're playing down the pandemic. Doesn't mean we're not taking it seriously. But that's the way they're having this discussion. They're like, oh, if you want to reopen, you know, you just want to kill grandma. Well, it turns out we don't want to kill her as bad as Cuomo did. But stay on message, Jimmy.
Yeah.
They are conflating wanting to reopen with not caring. And the truth is nobody in a good state, Florida's a great example, a state that opened, nobody said, hey, we're pulling the goalie. We're not going to wash our hands. We're not going to wear a mask. They just said, we're going to reopen and we're going to trust people to have self-preservation instinct. And the Democrats, the reason they don't do that is, one, obviously they want to pass legislation and be in control, but two, they think you're an idiot. In fact, they know you're an idiot if you're voting for them.
Yeah, Jimmy, 2 points I want to make here, and I want to get your comments. And I've always said this, and my listeners are probably sick and tired of hearing it. But I've always said, when it came to influenza, we didn't bat an eye at 20 to 60,000 people dying every year. It wasn't even on our radar. But one person dies of COVID, and we're shutting everything down. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to kids in schools, this is exactly why you can't have infectious disease doctors being the end-all, be-all when it comes to decision-making, because they're geeks. I mean, let's face it. They're incredibly smart, but they have no common sense. We've all met people like that. So they're not going to take into consideration the detrimental effects on children when it comes to their emotions, their lack of socialization, missing out on extracurriculars. All they look at are COVID numbers, case numbers. Are they up? Okay. Nobody in school. Shut it down. These, you listen to people like that, but you sure as hell don't let them have the final decision.
Yeah, no two ways about it. I think at this point, because Fauci has just been all over the map, at this point, most people would prefer to get pitching advice from Fauci over medical advice. You know?
Yeah, what's the show me your slider grip, Doc.
Yeah, well, now, to his credit, he did get out there and make sure that nobody caught anything. You know, he was even, you know, throwing that way. But yeah, no, this is the thing. The term everybody uses when it comes to, you know, politics, they say, oh, they moved the goalpost. But in this instance, they have relocated the team. 15 days to flatten the curve is a year old now. And when they extended it, they were like, well, you know, once we get a vaccine, life will go back to normal. Now we have three vaccines. You know, we went from no mask to some mask to I can't believe it's not mask to now we have two masks. And nothing's changing in terms of the restrictions, which means this was all about power. Like, I'm glad you see through it, I see through it, but we need more people who do, because the only way we're going to get it back is if on some level we take it back. I'm not talking about a war.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about open defiance, because they can't enforce it if we go out and take back, you know, what is rightly ours, which is our freedom. You know, I feel like William Wallace now. Listen to me. I'm fired up, man.
I am William. Yeah, you know, and you also look at some of the stupid comments. And I mean, like, you know, all of a sudden a bunch of bikers in Sturgis is a super spreader, but thousands of people in the streets of every city across America protesting and rioting is not a super spreader. I mean, I'm telling you, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, people are going to look back on how we mishandled this pandemic, and they're going to laugh. It's going to be comical.
Yes, it is. I mean, listen, it takes a lot to make me feel smart, but this generation of Democrats, like, I feel like I could have been a valedictorian in my high school class. Like, the guy who didn't even show up sober to graduation, I feel like I could have been at that, should have known what this was.
Jimmy, thanks for your time this morning, man.
My man, let's do it again soon. I'm all right. You're ready, buddy.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's Jimmy Failla right there, host of Fox Across America, live weekdays 12 to 3 on Fox News Radio's affiliate network and via the Fox News app. You stand by your man.
770 WWVA.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy from McCoy Consulting in Wheeling. If you own a business and are looking for an alternative strategy for healthcare for your employees and want additional information, you need to call McCoy Consulting. They specialize in employee benefit packages, thinking outside the box so that you, the employer, are in total control. Mike Caruso and his team at McCoy Consulting will work for you because that's what you deserve. Don't let your employees' benefit package control you. Call McCoy Consulting right now, 304-233-1185.
We're midway through bath time, and two medium, two-topping Domino's pizzas for $5.99 each have begun their drive to the Smith's front door. That's a GPS-enabled custom delivery alert, folks. The newest improvement to the Domino's tracker saying Domino's will be there in 2 minutes. They're calling an audible. Bath time's now rinse time. They've got one kid dry, two kids dry. The pizzas are here. They made it to the door. The kids are clean enough. The new Domino's tracker with GPS worked again.
Two at a minimum. Pan pizza will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air offers long-term therapy, assisted living apartments, and suites. If you're looking for a place to rehab or a place to enjoy the golden years, remember Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air. Call 740-676-2300.
Urgent snowstorms are putting A&B Kia behind its sales goals, so we're discounting everything.
Everything.
It's a blizzard of savings at A&B Kia. Come in for special finance rates on new and pre-owned inventory. Up to $3,500 off select new Kias. Trucks, trucks, trucks. You want them and we've got them. In one half, three quarter, and one ton. In both gas and diesel. Credit problems are never a problem. A&B has always been and will continue to be the Valley's financing leader with the ability to say yes when all others have said no. Apply in person or by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. Always shop in comfort in the state's only total indoor showroom where it's 70 degrees all the time. It's a blizzard of savings at A&B Kia. A&B, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Warmer weather is just around the corner.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And soon, your customers will be venturing out more. Connect with them while they're on the go by putting the power of radio to work for your business. Go to iHeartAdBuilder.com and start advertising on stations like this one, making sure your business is top of mind. Use iHeartAdBuilder to create your own custom radio ad quickly and cost-effectively. Just click, listen, and approve, and then hear it on the radio. For your free customized ad, sign up now at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Bacon, beer, bottomless mimosas. If you love all those things, then you'll love brunch at the Pike 40. Come see us every Saturday from 11 to 2 and enjoy food and drink specials to start your weekend off right. The Pike 40, exit 208 in Morristown.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Don't miss the number one fiction podcast in the country, Tomorrow's Monsters, starring Golden Globe nominee John Boyega and Emmy winner Darren Criss. A mysterious hero infiltrates a shadowy corporation bent on changing human biology forever.
What are the repercussions when we give corporations direct access to our brains? At what point are we no longer just consumers? At what point do we become their product?
Listen to Tomorrow's Monsters on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. Now, you know United Dairy makes, well, dairy products like milk, ice cream, sour cream, and more. But did you know United Dairy also makes non-dairy products like orange juice, popsicles, and iced tea? If you're an iced tea lover, then you need to drink United Dairy's iced tea. I'm talking not only sweet iced tea, but real sugar iced tea, peach, raspberry, and lemon iced tea, and even diet lemon and diet peach iced tea. If you love iced tea and you love a high-quality product, then you need to buy United Dairy.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know that your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit responsiblecommunities.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
Little Earth, Wind, and Fire for our man Stink. That's his favorite song of all time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He just, so that one's for Stink there.
There you go.
Hey, Sam and Otis filling in for Bloom Daddy today. Bloom Daddy down in the Cincinnati area watching some college baseball. He'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully we didn't sink the ship today.
Yeah, he handed over the reins. I think we did okay.
Unwillingly, I think. Hey, listen, I guess it's better than a best of show. One of the topics today, you know, kind of politics left, right, center, winding this up is, you know, yesterday with being National Reading Day, Read Across America Day, mm-hmm. President Biden didn't mention Dr. Seuss when his predecessors, both Obama and Trump, you know, credited Dr. Seuss for being, you know, just a great children's, you know, an innovator, you know, a teacher, and, you know. And so I guess if you're not woke, you don't understand Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss taught us to read, and now social justice warriors are teaching Dr. Seuss a lesson of their own. It's Woke Dr. Seuss.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I am a vegan, Sam, I am.
All of Dr. Seuss's classics are now updated for today's sensitive psyches, like How the Grinch Culturally Appropriated Christmas. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch was inclusive and said, Happy Holidays. Woke Dr. Seuss will never offend any marginalized group with new titles like The Fox and the Unisex Socks, Horton Hears a Microaggression, and this twist on The Cat in the Hat.
And their preferred pronouns were Thing One and Thing Two.
And don't forget, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Hey, that's racist.
I don't see that one on the shelf.
That's because it's been totally banned. Woke Dr. Seuss, perfect for bedtime stories and book burnings.
Sam, your opinion on that? Dr. Seuss getting six books removed from his publishing company.
Sam I Am is confused and saddened, basically.
This Sam I Am.
This Sam I Am. This has gotten so far and so out of control.
Back for his second dose of Bloom Daddy today, Dave O from Newcomerstown. What's up, buddy?
Just can't get enough here. That's
glutton for punishment.
This subject, if it doesn't exemplify more than anything, that when liberal Democrats control the narrative, and unfortunately they do a lot, I don't know why, you have to lower your level of intelligence for these discussions so much that it makes your brain spin. I mean, you know, whether we're trying to figure out what bathroom to go to the bathroom in, or whether Mr. Potato Head should have breasts or kalakis or neither or both or all at the same time. I mean, I about laughed out loud when I heard Sam on the last segment when you discussed it, talking about, are humans the same as humanoids or the same as people from Whoville? And it's not a slam on you, Sam. It's great. It's like you're trying to talk to this subject, and it's like, where do you go with it?
Well, you almost have to dumb down to talk about it.
You have to dumb down. That's right. Otis, I'm glad you said that, because there's this saying, the longer you argue with a moron, pretty soon you don't know who the moron is.
Exactly.
Because you have to discuss it. You know, but what all this has done is, guess what's gone on with Dr. Seuss sales?
Oh, they're going through
just
the roof.
Like through the roof. You can't get them on eBay. You can get the regular ones on eBay. You can't find those six now. They're like $75.
Yeah, well, here it is. It's and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. If I ran the zoo, McGilligan's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and the Cat's Quizzer. Those are all no longer going to be published.
That I never, you know, I just stuck the green eggs and hams.
Cat in the Hat. I mean, I got Cat in the Hat, you know. But, criminy sakes, I mean, Dave, in reality, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, if you're sitting at home and thinking that Dr. Seuss isn't inclusive or something like, you've got bigger issues than just worrying about that.
But I was trying to find out, what were they talking about? Okay, so there's this picture of one of them that looks like a Chinese character, and he's eating rice from a bowl, and he has some squinted eyes, which is a feature of Chinese people.
Sure.
But when you look at it in the overall context, it's like, you know, if you're going to draw a white person or a black person, or, you know, whether you draw Obama or Clinton or whoever, they all have features.
Sure.
And you're just drawing them. You're not like, what?
Well, they're almost like caricatures.
What are you talking about?
They're almost, because I mean, when you would see drawings of President Obama, what did they focus on? They focused on his ears. When you had drawings of President Trump, it was his hair. I mean, they pick something and they make that, I guess, you know, the emphasis of the drawing.
Well, and again, I think it reflects more on the person who draws these innuendos into these things as opposed to the person that just takes it for what it is. They're looking into it too much. I think it reflects more on them.
And if you really, really, really had an issue, let's just say with that one image, you could always go say, could we just kind of retouch this one a little and not ban the whole book and make this big scene?
Well, the one you're talking about with the Asian and the eating the rice, I mean, isn't that inclusion? Before there was inclusion?
You'd think. Hey, I'm Italian. If they drew me with a pizza, I'd be fine with it. Who cares?
Hey, there is a pizza place in Washington, PA with your last name. I hope you know that.
I have seen it. I've stopped by. I think they're distant cousins. But
Okay. All right, Dave. Hey, appreciate the call, man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See you later. So, I mean, you know, we got Dr. Seuss. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, hey, we, since we're doing this, we might as well do this one, too. Hold on.
You are canceled, Dr. Seuss. You're banned from libraries. Mulberry Street is racist, insensitive imagery, Dr. Seuss. Bigoted and biased while teaching kids to read. You're unpublished, Dr. Seuss. Bern Horton, here's a who. Ban the Grinch that stole Christmas. Outlaw if I ran the zoo, Dr. Seuss. How long before they outlaw green eggs and ham too?
Great. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yep.
So, again, Bloom Daddy, he'll be back tomorrow. He's watching his boys play some baseball. Any final thoughts on today, Sam?
I think we did okay. I think we had fun.
Well, I think it's better than a rerun.
Even though we replayed
a couple interviews along the way, I think it's a lot better than just playing a best of show because with Dave, I don't think there is a best of, is there?
Well,
hopefully he didn't hear that. We didn't throw him under the bus
all show.
I told him all I would do is throw him under the bus today.
No, we didn't.
And I waited until the last minute to do it, or the last 2 minutes to do
it. Well, and I kept a seat warm for him for when he's
back. You changed the chair.
I did change the chair.
Because his is like, it looks like it's been destroyed. But anyway, thanks for joining us today. Dave will be back tomorrow. I don't know if he has any interview scheduled, but we do have What's the Buzz. We do have Thursday Tirade tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of different things coming up. So, anyway, hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I think we had a good time.
We're going to get out of here maybe a couple seconds early. But, hey, enjoy the day. Dave will be back tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
Trying to get purpose. My chain to your chain. Sprint a Motorola, no service out of your range. You're out of your brains, thinking I'ma shout out your name. You gotta come up with better ways and actions to get your aim. All that pressure you applying, it's time to ease off. Before I hit you from the blinds, I'm taking your sleeves off. As much as we lost, still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying, the grind, suck it up as a loss. Cause your axe is whack, your whole label is whack. Matter of fact,
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.